Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
I love John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
It makes it sound like John's the sponsor. Brought to you by John.
It really does. You're right.
All right, let's go to John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude. Oh, first, let me tell you who this guy is. Jamie found this guy on Facebook. He's the most accurate in Colorado. He's not even a meteorologist. He just plays with it in his basement.
Yeah, and it works out. He does all the models, the European models. Yeah. He doesn't, like, do models, like, what? Have sex with them. What I'm saying is, it's models, like weather models.
I said that wrong.
Yeah.
He plays with it in his basement.
And you said it wrong, and then I said another thing wrong.
Yeah,
and it's all going bad.
You know what? Let's get to John as quickly as we can here. Hey, John. Sorry about that.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, dude. Let's see here. You're on fire, buddy. You haven't missed. We've had you on the air several times. You got to be a hero in your circle.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's pretty cool. It's fun. Everyone loves weather, so.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hey, whoa.
Lizzo just interrupted.
Lizzo.
What just happened? And you know what I find funny? Because I read all your, and I share to our page, too, your posts. And people tag other people, and they're like, see, Sarah, this is the guy I'm talking about. He's always accurate. He's always right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure now for you.
Exactly.
Right? All right, the weekend, we're looking at 55 today, and you're 64 tomorrow, then boom, what's going to happen?
Yeah, today and tomorrow are going to be pretty nice, so get outside and do your stuff today. And then we got another storm coming in on Sunday, and this one's a little bit different from the last couple we've had. It's kind of more of that classic upslope, low pressure kind of rides along the New Mexico-Colorado border. So Sunday is going to be probably cold and snowy to some degree. The models are still fighting a little bit on how much snow we see. We've got two that are saying it's really not much at all, and then we got two that are like, you know, foot plus. So,
oh my God!
Whoa. John, you just threw that out there. Slow down. Wait a minute.
Wait,
you're saying a foot plus for the Denver Metro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right around 10 to 12 for Denver. And I mean, they're all really targeting that kind of southern Palmer Divide and western foothills type area.
Boy.
And when are you saying this foot thing is going to happen?
So this is Sunday through the day. So the storm total snowfalls we're seeing are through Sunday evening, Sunday night. So Sunday could be a pretty miserable day. It's just, like I said, it's going to be cold and snowy. It's just a matter of how much snow we're going to see as we're still wrestling with that a little bit.
Now, not to have you just completely pinpoint this for me exactly, but I am going to Vail this weekend, and Sunday we will be leaving and coming back down here. Is this a bad idea?
It could be. It's really going to depend on how this thing sets up. Like I said, two of the models have it really unorganized, which means it's not going to do much. And then two others have it really organizing and becoming a pretty strong storm. So like at this point in the forecast, it's a lot of people asking, should I change plans? Should I move things? We're not quite to that point yet. We need to get a little bit better data.
What time will you be at that point?
Hey, John. Yeah. Okay. So you've got four models there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two say not so much. Two say look out, a doozy, right? Which one do you like? Your gut, just going on your gut, you look at these models, which one do you point to? Do you say, you know what, my gut tells me it's more like this one?
It's just tough. It's been weird this year. Everyone has had their turn at doing well on a different type of storm. So the one we generally rely on and this far out from a storm event is the European model, and that's one of the ones that's kind of kind of aiming on the lower side, right around like the 2 to 4, 2 to 5 inch. So similar to what we've seen.
Okay.
But, all right, John.
Yeah, that just gave
me. Yeah, you just have to see which way they start migrating. If they all start going to that higher solution, then we know we got a storm on our hands.
And we're saying Sunday around what time? Like, just a guess what time we're going to see some snow on Sunday. Guess.
Well, the moisture is going to move in probably around after midnight on Saturday night. So Sunday morning, you'll probably see snow Sunday morning through most of the day and then clearing out on Sunday evening. So could be one of those kind of during the day events.
I mean, I didn't use my credit card to hold the room, so we're good.
You got free cancellation.
Yeah, I got free cancellation. I'm just a little.
I tell you, John, it really disappoints me that those European models were better than our models.
Yeah, you know, it
sucks.
It's nice because it's a little bit more reliable, but at the same time, you know, like the North American model and the GFS, the ones that the U.S. does are, they're kind of falling behind a little bit.
Yeah, we suck.
Well,
our people suck, John. Just say it.
Just need to put more money into it.
John, thank you for your time. I know we call you at last minute, but you always make room for us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on, and enjoy the next couple days and stay warm on Sunday.
Well, all right.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
You know what I fear?
Oh, but what? I just said, oh, but what?
Yeah, oh, but what?
Yeah, oh, but what?
I fear that John.
Yeah.
I don't think he's listening right now.
Yeah.
I fear that John's falling into the same trap as all the other meteorologists in town where, you know, he basically just told us zero to a foot.
Well, yeah, but that's because you put so much pressure on him.
Listen to me, Carson.
You're right.
Jamie knows as well as I do. When this guy first came on the air, Carson, you weren't in here, okay? Yeah. When he first came on the air, he was so confident, man. Yeah. He would nail it. He would give us 6 to 7 inches.
He would tell us a number.
That is a narrow.
You made him give a number.
Yeah, I want a number. Now, I tried to pull a number out of him, man. He didn't want to give it. Notice
Holy
that?
Hell, he went to zero to a foot,
we
didn't
went
he?
From zero to a foot. That's what he just did. Did he not?
You're right.
Yes.
Oh,
and I think it's the pressure that we've put on
it
him.
It is.
This show has put so much pressure on him that he can't afford to miss now.
Yeah, you're right. Because the thing is that we know from our own experience with the local weather guys, they always do zero to whatever. Yes. And we're like, oh, my God. Well, John was our man. He was the guy.
What?
He would just be blunt and go, hey, here's what we're going to get. And we're like, yeah, John, you go ahead and you take that gamble and you say those words. But now, because he's gotten so much exposure, now it's little pooper spuckered, and he's like, oh no, zero to foot.
Amen, sister. I'm not sure I should say amen after pooper pucker. Amen, sister.
Right?
Yes, I detected that.
He's scared.
And you know, in that 0 to 15, I'll be honest with you, that's why we fired all the others. Jamie and I can't put up with that, man.
Yeah.
And John, you're right now on the edge with us.
Yeah, but see, this is why you have a zero tolerance, so I don't blame him.
Well, I know, but the thing is now we don't know what to do.
Exactly.
We got no information. Holy hell.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.